Okay, last week we did everything until the bottom part where we start doing Hodu Ha'aluos Hashem Kol Goyim Shabachu Kol Umim. There's just two sentences in this capital to Tehillim, Kuf Yud Zayin, and then we'll get from tonight. We'll do till the end of Ha'al. Really, I'm very excited about this because I think it's the whole beauty of Hirsch's vision of where is all of world history going, where it comes to its final stages in what's expressed in Hallel. Tonight we'll see this. And if you really let it go in, Hallel can really be incredibly exciting, especially when you know where it's heading. When you get started with Hallel, you know where the end of Hallel is going. It's an amazing thing to live through every time you say Hallel. So again, Ha'aluos Hashem Kol Goyim, according to Hirsch's understanding, we are now at the end of history, at this point, having gone through all of our suffering, which the last capital was talking about. We talked about having bitachon in Hashem through our suffering. And now we're at this point in history, when you get to Ha'aluos Hashem Kol Goyim, we're towards the end. And we know we know it's pretty much the story is coming close to the end. We turn to the Goyim and we tell them, we want them to proclaim with us, Es Hashem, Hallelujah, oh, proclaim the praise of God's mighty acts. That's Hallelujah, Hashem. Kol Goyim, all you nations. Shabachu hu kol ha'umim, laud him, all you tribes of mankind. Momentarily, I'll explain the difference between Goyim and Umim and Hallel and Shavach. But just one more pasuk, since it's only a two pasuk capital. Ki govar aleinu chasto, for his loving kindness was mighty over us. Ve'emes Hashem, and the faithfulness of Hashem endures la'olam, endures forever. Hallelujah. So, first of all, like I said, what is this term of Hallel versus Shavach, and who are the Goyim versus Umim? Because there's two phrases for the nations of the world. So Hirsch explains like this. Hallel is a proclamation of the greatness of Hashem's acts. That's Hallel. You look at the things Hashem did and you praise him for what he did. Shevach is acknowledging the value that these acts have regarding oneself. So if it impacts me, it's not just these things are incredible acts, but how it impacted me or you, that's what Shevach is about. So it's a little deeper. It's reflecting on how these acts have made an impact, and now there's a new level of thanks. So for that, we ask the Goyim, which is, what are Goyim? Goyim are nations that are united by political power or their own greatness. That's what a Goy is. A Goy is a nation with its power. And to them we say, to that aspect of mankind that are grouped in nations, powerful nations, political nations, great powerful nations. Now, at the end of time, at the end of history, we want them to praise Hashem for his great acts. All of your greatness, very nice. You got your political power, you got your mighty armies, but humble yourselves before Hashem, who's greater than all. And who are Umim? Hirsch says that the word Umim as a nation is related to the word Aim, which means mother. They're united based on a common ancestor. Those are nations who are tribes of mankind. They have similar characters, all this kind of people, or that kind of people. And they're asked to give praise to Hashem for the direction Hashem has given them throughout history, to give them the opportunity to grow and prosper and according to who they are. So that's what we said, that Shevach is acknowledging Hashem's acts in relation to yourself. So the Le'umim, the nations of the world who have been carried through history, this nation with its, I don't know, the French with their ability to do, I don't know what they do, or their art or who knows what. So they're going to notice that Hashem developed them and helped them grow in their specialties. Now notice where it all came from, that Hashem was cultivating and guiding you throughout history. And then we say, Ki govar aleinu chasto. Now I know there's others who say a different shot on this. There's even a Chazal somewhere that say it. But Hirsch would like to say that the word aleinu is not just the Jews turning to the Goyim and saying, because we know what you tried to do to us. There are people who say that. You know better than anybody else how you tried to kill us, and now you know that Hashem outsmarted you and didn't let that happen. There are some who say that, Pshat. Hirsch doesn't want to say that. In his loving all mankind and knowing his belief that the Jewish people are there to guide and bring mankind to its end. Now at the end of days, we're including them in this collective whole. Just like we said before, that Amo, in a previous capital we said, means all of mankind. Here he says too, Ki govar oleinu chasto. Oleinu means all of us, Klal Yisrael, as well as all of mankind. Now that we're getting to this point, we can all look back and see what Hashem has done to us. Because remember, the beginning of history, man had fallen very far away from Hashem. With Adam and Chava's first decline, and in the course of history, how all of mankind had fallen far away into being over the Avodah Zarah. And at the birth of Klal Yisrael, it was the beginning of the road back for all of mankind, not just for Jews to be good from Jews. The reason why we were planted into mankind was to bring the world back. Now, at the end of history, we're saying to the nations, look how Hashem brought us all to this point. Ki govar aleinu chasto, his chesed, in how he was patient and guided mankind to this point. Emes and chesed, we've talked about this before. Chesed is the midas harachamim, emes is the midas hadin. All of it together is forever, that it's going to endure forever. Everything that he brought about now is going to last. That's one capital to Tehillim. So this is the beginning of the turning point in Hallel, where we turn to the nations of the world and say, it's the end game, Rabbi Isai. It's time for us now all together to serve Hashem. Apparently, this must be at the point where I'm guessing, Hirsch doesn't talk about this, wars have already been fought, and now we're those who are ready to come on board, we can have a conversation with them. At this point where Klal Yisrael begins to feel satisfaction, that now we understand where all of this has brought us to, we now feel good about the formation of this nation and where we've all gone. So Kuf Yud Ches, the next capital starts like this. Hodu Lashem, Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Chasto, Yomano Yisrael, Ki Le'olam Chasto, Yomano Ve'Sa'aron, Ki Le'olam Chasto, Yomano Yirei Hashem, Ki Le'olam Chasto. First of all, we're thanking Hashem. And by the way, the last pasuk in this capital also says Hodu Lashem, Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Chasto. It's a big thank you, looking back on where Klal Yisrael has gotten to and how we have been a pivotal part of world history. We appreciate that we were so used in such an amazing task to bring the world to where it has to go. So we thank Hashem. His chesed is unbelievable that we had this fortune to do this. And as we've already been davening for Hashem to help the various components in Klal Yisrael, first is the nation, vis-a-vis the rest of the world. That's Yomana Yisrael, how the Jews have played this role in relation to bringing about, we like the Kohanim of the world, trying to lead the way. And then within Klal Yisrael, Beis Aharon, there's the higher, the holy Kohanim who have been guiding us and being our inspiration. And the Yirei Hashem, we mentioned already, those are the individuals who they build their homes up in a way that every home can absorb the deep messages of what Hashem wants in his Torah. And then we go back to looking back on how it's been, how we managed until then. So really, from Pasuk Hey all the way until Pasuk Chaf, there's just a general overview of this. Yisrael looks back at its difficult past and thanks Hashem for leading it and bringing it to the pinnacle of deliverance. This is like an overview now. So we'll do it quickly, these psukim. Min ha-meitzar karasi ka anoni v'merchav ka, from the distress I call upon Hashem, he answered me through the breath, the whiff, of relief, of divine relief. Hashem, li lo ira maya asali adam. Hashem was with me, therefore I didn't fear. What can a person do to me? Hashem li ba'ozroi, v'ani erebe sonoi. He says like this, that even when foreign aid comes to the Jewish nation's help, but we realize that aid was facilitated by Hashem. If during the Yom Kippur War, who was it, Nixon at the time? Decided to send in all those tanks. Besides, had it not been for that, they would have run over the country. But the truth is, politically, it was a crazy thing for Nixon to do, and a lot of people in his own political party thought he was out of his mind. It was Hashem behind the scenes who facilitated that we got the tanks from America, but it was Hashem who was only going to allow the war to go bad just so far, and then Hashem was going to make sure that we got our Musar. Maybe we were a little too proud after the Six-Day War, but it's Hashem libazar. Hashem was constantly helping me and guiding me behind the scenes, even when it looks like people are helping me. And I will calmly gaze upon my haters. When I know that Hashem was with me, even when things are going well and I'm getting help, but I know the help really comes from Hashem, then when I'm not getting any help and it looks really bad, I can also be calm. Tov lachsos b'Hashem mibetoach ba'adam. So he says the word chasos means to look from a distance before help is close by. Sometimes people are there, they're ready to help you. And the next pasuk too, tov lachsos b'Hashem mibetoach b'nedivim. It's better to hope from Hashem than to have trust in Nedivim. Nedivim are rich people who are really, they're handing out the check, they're writing the check for you. So having me talking in a person who's ready to do something for you, it's close by. So you think that's okay, it's a given. They're ready to help. Here they are. They've stepped up to the plate. Their check is in their hand. And it's beautiful. And we thank them for that. But even when you don't see the help from Hashem, it's better to hope from Hashem, because in the end, even the help from the person who's handing you the check, it's really coming from Hashem. If you think that the person is doing everything for you, you miss the whole point. It's really coming from Hashem. So when there isn't the person writing a check for you, tov lachsos from Hashem, it's better to have that long distance hope from Hashem than being certain because a person is certainly handing you something. Call now. The next three psukim, her says, are about the three phases in Jewish history. He divides it up into, because you notice there's three things about Sivavuni, they surrounded me. Sabuni, Sivavuni, there's three psukim about that. And each one, he says, is a different phase in Jewish history. Kol Goyim Sivavuni, all the nations surrounded me. B'Shem Hashem, Ki Amilam. It was with the name of Hashem that I faced them. Sabuni Gam Sivavuni, they surrounded me. Indeed, they closed in about me. B'Shem Hashem, Ki Amilam. It was with the name of Hashem that I faced them. Sabuni chidvorim doachu keish kotzim, they surrounded me like bees. They were put out as fire of thorns. B'shem Hashem ki emilam. It was with the name of Hashem that I faced them. So Hirsch says he thinks that this seems to refer to three periods of the history of our people. The first period is from Yehoshua, when we entered Eretz Yisrael, until the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Then the second Beis HaMikdash until its destruction. And finally, the era of exile and dispersion until the end. And then he goes into Sabuni and Sivavuni. One is close surrounding, one is surrounding from afar. And he says as follows. During the first period of its history, Yisrael had to suffer primarily at the hand of its neighbors, of its neighboring nations. They all surrounded it. And in the end, it was still only with the name of Hashem, meaning perception of Hashem, belief in Hashem, awareness of Hashem, that Yisrael faced them. So long as Yisrael lacked confidence, and we didn't trust in Hashem, it succumbed to its foes. And Yisrael's survival, despite the end of its independent statehood, after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, was due solely to the power of God's name. In other words, Hashem protecting us behind the scenes. So the first pasuk, Kol Goyim Sivavuni, B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilan, is saying that during the Bayis Rishon, really from the beginning of when we entered Eretz Yisrael until the end of Bayis Rishon, the Goyim were Sivavuni, they were all around me. And even after its destruction, B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilan, that's what kept me going. Next phase, the next pasuk Yud Aleph, during the era of the second Commonwealth, Yisrael suffered oppression at the hands of nations from both near and far, right? The Romans, the Greeks, Persians. And it was only when the Jewish people were inspired to confidence by the name of Hashem that it came away victorious when it went out to meet these foes. Whenever Yisrael attempted to play politics on its own, in the manner of the other nations, such as the end of Bayis Sheni, when we brought in the Romans, we thought they would help us to defend us against our enemies. That didn't work out. The Romans ended up defeating us and using that as an opportunity to get a foothold in Eretz Yisrael. Whenever we did that, it has placed its trust on the help offered by other states. It has thereby brought about its own ruin and incurred the loss of its independence. So again, that's Sabuni, Gam Sivavuni. That's, they were close to me. They were from far away. The enemies from all over the place. B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam. Then the third pasuk is about now during our Golus, the 2,000 years of Golus. Then he goes on to say, it was with the name of Hashem and nothing but the name of Hashem that Yisrael went into exile and dispersion. It was surrounded by a host of enemy nations that extended over territory almost as great as the entire earth. It was as if Yisrael had come into a swarm of bees from which there was no escape, and every foe could and did employ his sting upon it. Yet, Yisrael's enemies could never quite attain their goal. Thousands of years later, Yisrael can look back and tell itself, Dayachu, a higher invisible power, has put them out like a fire of thorns. This allegory of the thorn and the fire may stem from the thought of the smarting, burning sting of the bees. But what is it that has given Yisrael strength to face unflinchingly these long, long centuries of torture? It was only B'Shem Hashem that Yisrael could face all its foes and peril and win the victory of preserving survival. So that's, in a nutshell, we're looking back at the whole period of our Golus, both, really, all three phases of Jewish history. Our awareness of Hashem in each period is what kept us alive. I'm now moving on. Dachol dichin sanam lipol v'Hashem azaroni. True, you have struck me again and again that I might fall, but Hashem has helped me. I mean, we're talking to the Goyim. We're looking at them. It's true. We know you, and now we're talking about the Goyim as one united entity. All the nations as a whole had this one singular purpose. You wanted to knock me down and come and bring it to an end. But in the end, Hashem kept me going. Azi v'zimra askar v'Hashem v'yihili lishua. It doesn't say that it's my zimra. He says, zimra, my song. Hashem is my strength, and the song is Hashem's song. Meaning, it's not that I sing in thanks to Hashem. The power that I have of expression is all my awareness of Hashem. He says, this strength of mine and my inspired song was ka. It was the power of Hashem, which was demonstrated in my strength and my inspiration to song, which was not Zimra Si, my own song, but it was really the song of Hashem that was expressed through me. Vahili Yeshua, this has become my Yeshua. It was this that permitted me to acquire new vigor of life. He understands Yeshua as connected with Yesh. My existence, my vigor and strength is through my awareness that Hashem was with me. Kol Hashem Rinov, Yeshua, all the tzaddikim, he goes on to say, we thank Hashem that he brought us, now we can sing about it, etc. Yemin Hashem Amema, the right hand of Hashem, I uplifted. I'm not going to die, even though it looks like time and time again, that's the end of us. But no, Hashem puts us through this v'asaper ma'asekah, so that I can talk about it. When we come out of it, we can then talk about, look, we survived it. Yasoy Yisranikah, Hashem chastised me. He gave me Musar, but Lamavas Lanaslan, he never tried to kill me. It was never, when we went through troubles, it was never to put an end to us. Now we look back on all this, and now we turn Hashem, we know this is the end game of history. And at this point we say, Pishul li shari tzedek. We got the sense, apparently, I don't know if the Beis HaMikdash has been built at this point or it's about to be built. I think it's been built now. We shift into the Makom of the Mikdash now. And we tell Hashem, let me in. We as a nation, we want to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Pishul li shari tzedek. Open for me the gates of righteousness. What is the shari tzedek? That is the Makom HaMikdash. The tzedek is Hashem's law. And the Makom HaMikdash is where the Luchos are housed. That represents Hashem's Torah being expressed into the world. So we ask Hashem, let us in there. Avavam, I'll enter into them. Odeka, I'll acknowledge Hashem. Zeh Hashar, this is the only gate, LaHashem. You can't make up your own stuff and be creative in your own version of how to become close to Hashem. There's one gate that gets you to really have a relationship with Hashem, and that's on Hashem's terms. Hashem's Torah teaches you how to connect to Hashem. Tzadikim Yavovo, those who are righteous and live by that, they're going to go through that gate, and that's going to be, we're really showing this to ourselves and to the rest of the world. If you want to, at the end of history, finally join in this relation with Hashem, it's got to be on Hashem's terms. It's not freestyle feeling spiritual. And we tell Hashem, Odecha, we thank Hashem for all the things that we went through now again. I thank you, Ki Ani Sunny, that you had me suffer. But in the end, you're the one who gave me my life force. You saved me. Evan Masa Abonim, the rock that the builders thought was junk. They looked at the Jews and they thought, what do we have to gain from these Jews? They're like a pain in the neck. We'll let them come into they came into Poland. They came to this country as laborers. But we can't stand there. They're not like us at all. And they're like, they're going to teach us how to be. But in the end of history, the Jewish nation become, the Rosh Pina is the cornerstone. When you build an arch, it's the stone at the top of the arch that holds the whole thing together. The whole thing would fall apart if you don't have that cornerstone on top. And now looking back, what they thought was a piece of junky rock that shouldn't have been put into the building, they realized without the Jewish people and having been entered into history, teaching them what they now acknowledge about Hashem and the world, they realized they needed us all along. And we look back and we're amazed. Now they're acknowledging this. Me'es Hashem, says us. This happened from Hashem, that the nations of the world at the end of days can finally come to recognize this. It blows our mind. It's amazing in our eyes that now those who thought we were worthless to be pushed aside, they understand that we played a role in bringing them throughout all of history to where they needed to be. Zehayom, Hashem, this day, this final moment in history, Hashem designed, Nagila v'nisbach, will be happy. Now, the nations of the world, this is Hirsch's chiddush here. The nations of the world they finally got the message. And they're hearing us. We are already in the Mikdash. And we're delighted that Hashem brought us to this point, that the world understands what we're about. And they really would love to join us. And we're not sure they're ready for it yet. They're davening now to Hashem. Let us become part of this enterprise of human history. We too want to join the Jewish people in acknowledging you and serving you, Hashem. And this is, according to Hirsch, the nations of the world say this next thing. Ana Hashem Hoshiana. This is the Goyim speaking. Hashem, please, we beseech you, grant new life. Hoshiana. Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Cause us to prosper. Give us Hatzlacha. Give us success. We realize it's all from you. To that, the Jewish people, already in the Mikdash, turns to the nations of the world and we tell them, Baruch Haba, B'Shem Hashem. Let him who comes be blessed with the name of Hashem. Everything we've been talking about till now, our Hatzlacha came with the name of Hashem. We've been mentioning over and over again. Awareness of Hashem. Berachnuchem. We have blessed you, mi beis Hashem. Out of the house of Hashem. In other words, whatever we're capable of helping you with, of giving you any bracha, has come from what we gained from the house of Hashem. What did we gain from the house of Hashem? We, who understand that the house of Hashem means the Mikdash, and the luchos, representing how the Ratzon Hashem spills out into life with all the symbols of the Makom HaMikdash. We study that and we get inspired to know that Hashem wants us to live by his law and then carry that out into life, not just to know the ideas of God and spirituality, but to how to implement it into real life. So we tell them, sure, you can join us in coming close to Hashem, but we realize how this works. We're getting our closeness to Hashem from what the law of Hashem says. And we continue with this message. Keil Hashem, God is God, Vayor Elanu, when he has given us light. You know, he's our God when we feel illuminated by him. When we feel that his light has shown something to us and changed us. And we're telling you, don't just come in and play lip service to this thing. Rather, Isru Chag Ba'avosim. Keep this yomtif offering, this inspiration you're feeling at this moment of the end of days, tied up with cords. Va'avos means chains. Tie this with chains at Karnos HaMizbeach. What does that mean? Karnos HaMizbeach means, according to Hirsch's whole understanding of the Mizbeach, Avodas Hashem is the main message of the Mikdash. It's not some holy place you go and you feel all lofty. Rather, it's symbolism of living by Hashem's Ratzon. When you go into the Mikdash, you think about, I'm going to dedicate my life and everything within it to what Hashem wants me to do. The Mizbeach represents the ultimate of that. I'm ready to give everything I've got up to burn myself, not to destroy myself, but to be fuel for the fire. He calls it Esh Das. The Esh, the fire of God's presence in the world. We are the fuel of that fire. We keep the Ratzon Hashem going. Just like Hirsch says all over the place, we mentioned man is red. Man living by Hashem's Ratzon is bringing Hashem into life down here on earth. Our living by Hashem's Ratzon is Hashem in this world. Action of the Ratzon Hashem through mitzvahs, that's the Ratzon Hashem in this world. So we tell them, the top of the Mizbeach is the ultimate. It's absolute commitment to living a life. Not just asking Hashem, please let me in, let me be close to you. You want Hashem to be close to you? Find out what he wants you to do and do it. And then you'll be close. That's what we're telling them. So when you, at the end of the days, we tell the Goyim, you want to join the Jewish people? We're in the Mikdash. And to us, the Mikdash means listening to Hashem and dedicating everything we've got to Hashem. Come on in. Welcome, welcome. But understand what this means. Isru Chag Vavosim. This celebration that you're feeling now, tie it up with chains, add cameras to the Mizbeach, to the top of the Mizbeach, meaning live a full life, completely dedicated to Hashem. Keli Atav Yodeka. You are my God. I will acknowledge you. Elokai and Mameka. I will exalt you. Mankind attains the solemnity. So this is the Umasol saying, okay, we got it, and we pledge to this. Mankind attains the solemnity of spirit necessary to make this decision, and it proclaims its resolve and its acknowledgement of Hamishta Hashem as its own God. So this is the Umas Olam speaking. Henceforth, say the Umas Olam, I shall pay homage to no other power save you. From this time forward, you shall be my God. Do I subject myself, because in your also passing majesty, you are the master of my destiny and the guide of all my acts. So this is the whole world now finally joining us in this statement, to which then we, the Jewish people, wrap it up with the same sentence we said at the beginning of the capital. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki lo l'chasto. When mankind enters this covenant, Yisrael now knows that the aim of its mission has been fulfilled. We were put into history to get them to this point, and we thank Hashem that we were part of that. And in the name of Hashem, this thing works. And thank you, Hashem, for having had the opportunity to be that nation. It was a long, long gullus, a long process of how we finally came about. We thank Hashem that finally we got to the end game. So this is in a nutshell, just to recap what we just went through in Hallel. It's really quite amazing. We started out by talking about just the fact that Klai Yisrael were designated. I'm going to quickly give a 5 minute or less recap. The Kuf Yud Gimel was Hallel Avdei Hashem. We are, the Klai Yisrael were designated to be Avdei Hashem. And we are thankful for that role. Kuf Yudala was B'tzei Sisom and Mitzrayim. When we got out of Mitzrayim, we realized that the whole world, all of nature, was now going through a shift. And the world was ready to start beginning the process of having the Shem Hashem be appreciated somewhere, to now begin to finally have mankind come back to where it had to be. And we realized in the next capital that anything that's going to happen is not for our sake, even if Hashem saves us, but it's really for the Shem Hashem. Lo lono Hashem, ki l'shem chatein kavod. It's really ultimately for the purpose of Hashem's name being recognized in history. And we notice the differences between us and them, and how we navigate through life. We're going to have to stay strong in who we are so that we can fulfill our mission. And then we said that we've been through a rough time. This is a hafti ki shma Hashem es koli tachanune, my supplications, my tefillas. We always get through. So we almost enjoy the suffering because we know that brings us closer to Hashem and our tefillas. And we thank Hashem in the end for getting us through. And then like we talked about tonight, finally, at the end of it all, we turn to the guy and we say, okay, Rabbi Say, world, you get it? You see what's happened here at the end of history? Now you see we've persevered, and it's not us. It's Hashem is carrying us through this all. Now it's time for you to recognize the truth of reality and join the purpose of this world. And ultimately, those who are capable of it, when we're standing in the Mikdash and we ask Hashem to let us in, we can talk to them from that perspective and say, if you want to come in, this has to be for real. This isn't like your religion where you get saved and you get forgiven and then you're in and with no effort on your part. All of closest Hashem involves complete dedication and day in, day out, commitment to the Ratzon Hashem, which is really all of the Torah. And we're saying, you know, you don't have to keep Tayag Mitzvahs, but know that life close to Hashem means day-to-day commitment and giving yourself over to the Ratzon Hashem.